Captain Scranton, sir.
Yes. Bill?
Yes, how are you?
Fine, hope you are.
I'm fine, sir, thank you very much.
That lovely wife still living with you?
My lovely wife is still living with me.
Give her our regards, won't you?
I'll do that. I don't see how she does it, but she's sick.
Tell her if I thought she'd come treat me like she did Lady Bird, I might come to Pennsylvania myself.
Well, we're hoping so.
Bill, I got your letter, and I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciated it, and thank you. I thought it was characteristically courteous of you, and I'm grateful, and I thought I'd call you and thank you, and then tell you at the same time it looks like we're going to have some trouble on our Appalachia thing.
I understand we're having a little problem.
That's they're about 25 votes short.
Oh dear.
Now the whole question is, do we want to bring it up and get it defeated? I thought it could pass it in the Senate first, and that might help us. I believe I can get it passed by maybe a 2-1 vote in the Senate. I got some pretty decent senators that'll vote for it over there, like Javits and Keating and Scott and Case, and there are about 6 or 8 of them. And that'll give us, probably we'll lose a few from the South, but that'll give us probably 60 votes in the Senate. But I can't get it up now on account of the apportionment battle they got going, but I might try it there right afterwards and then take another look at it, look at their whole card. It's in trouble in the House, I think, for the reason that it benefits a relatively limited number of states, and the fellow whose state's not in it, he said, well, this is where I can get an economy vote. You know how that problem is.
You've got 12 of the 14 Republicans in Pennsylvania for you.
Well, you've done a good job. Anything you can do with roads, Ohio?
I can certainly try. I'd be glad to get a hold of him.
Would you call him and get his judgment, too, and anybody else's you can, and then give me a ring back 3 or 4 days, tell me what to be thinking about it. Now, my judgment now is that if we could get Mansfield and Dirksen to let us bring it up, we could get from 55 to 65 votes. I'd guess around 58 or 60. You might ask Hugh Scott about it. He's pretty good and he's helpful, and he's helped us on everything. He goes pretty much for the nation. And
you know, Mr. President, one of the things I ran into out in Cleveland at the governor's conference was not very much enthusiasm for this from either Albertus Harrison or even Terry Sanford. Have you checked with either of them recently?
Well, Harrison can't do much with it. Sanford will be with us, but his people, he's out down there, and they've got a very strong segregationist elected to succeed him. His side went under by a couple hundred thousand votes. Harrison kind of goes along with the Byrd thing, and we don't get any votes out of Virginia. Those two, we are in 20 votes of passing it. We figured we could get 185 the other day. We counted them right down to the wire, but they had 20 more, and we counted a good many from your state that done a good job. Both Democrats and Republicans were helping. It's no problem of yours. The only thing is I just don't want to act impetuously and bring up something, get hell beat out of it, and then we'll have a long way to go. My present judgment would be, if you could talk to Rhodes and say, I was talking to the president on another matter, he told me that we had a little trouble, and I'm going to survey my boys and wonder if you'd survey yours, and we don't want to bring it up and get it killed, and see if there's any neighbors we got that can give us a helping hand, particularly any progressive people who want to help unemployment, or maybe if they got to have some little amendment, maybe we could give them that. And then I would try it. You might ask Scott, and I'll ask some of them myself, like Case, or I'm not too good a shape of Keating now, because I've got they're merging that poor fella, and he's been voting with us though most of the time.
Yeah.
But maybe Javits, and I believe we can pass it 2-1 in the Senate. If we can, that will help us in the House. And then we ought to take a look at their whole card and maybe have a little meeting or something and try to get folks together and bring it up where we can at least have a chance to pass it. We haven't got one now.
All right, well, I'll make a more in-depth survey, see what I can do to help.
And give me a ring and give me your ideas anyway. I don't want to just shoot from the hip and get the dickens beat out of us and without we all of us in on it.
Okay.
I hope there's any time that I can help you along with any of your problems there, you let me. As you know, I'm a tremendous admirer of yours, and I'm just sorry that you made a terrible mistake when you were a baby picking the wrong party.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Good luck, sir.
Thank you, Bill.